My name is Robert Craven. I'm a resident and former selectman in the town of Easton. In December 2010, I and the Easton selectmen submitted a petition to intervene in the NPT permitting process on behalf of the people of Easton. The project, if allowed to proceed as proposed, would have a devastating impact on our town in terms of diminished property values and quality of life, as has been amply discussed by past speakers. We should be clear about the MPT project. It is simply a private for-profit merchant transaction. Hydro-Quebec has excess power that it wants to sell. NPT and PSNH would both profit handsomely if its power were transmitted over the PSNH right-of-way. And it is estimated that PSNH would realize a revenue of approximately $50 million annually for leasing this right away. Therefore, it's clear that NPT has no interest in seriously pursuing any alternative to their proposed overhead power line, which would deprive them of this lucrative revenue stream. The New England Power Grid operator, ISO New England, has not declared a need for any new power to the grid in order to ensure its reliability. New Hampshire is, in fact, a net power exporter, and this project would have no benefit to us. New Hampshire is to be simply a conduit for a power line that is not only would not benefit New Hampshire, but would have a permanent devastating effect on our quality of life and land values. Not a very good deal for New Hampshire. There have been persistent and repeated requests to NPT to consider underground rather than overhead power transmission in public road and railroad rights of way. NPT has consistently and repeatedly dismissed these alternatives as too expensive, that would increase the projects as expensive and not practical. By NPT's convoluted logic, any alternative that would increase the project's cost is considered not practical and dismissed summarily. It's true, as NPT says, that undergrounding power lines is 5 to 10 times as expensive as overheading them. However, it's far less devastating to the land, environment, property values, and quality of life. These issues must be factored into any final project decisions as required by NEPA regulations. If Hydro-Quebec wants to sell its power in the U.S., it should bear the cost of bearing the transmission lines. By my rough calculation, the power transmitted over these lines would generate a gross revenue of around $800 million annually. Surely, this revenue stream should be more than sufficient for Hydro-Quebec to bear the cost of bearing the transmission lines. In summary, we believe that NPT's current permit applications fails to consider undergrounding its proposed power transmission lines within existing public transmission corridors in a meaningful way, and for that reason should be rejected as incomplete. Thank you.